hard-charging author and war correspondent Michael Hastings. He died in a car crash in L.A. yesterday, and tonight some of his friends say Hastings believed he was being watched by the FBI. KCAL9's Brittany Hopper is live in Culver City with the story. Brittany?
Sharon, this is the area where some of Hastings' friends work, and they tell me that he was very nervous, thinking that the FBI was watching his every move.
Subject of a series of
WikiLeaks
profiles.
Sent out a message to their millions of followers suggesting award-winning journalist 33-year-old Michael Hastings was being watched by the government. A tweet sent out today by WikiLeaks says Michael Hastings contacted WikiLeaks' lawyer just a few hours before he died, saying the FBI was investigating him. Hastings' good friend and fellow journalist, Cenk Uygur, talks to us about WikiLeaks' message.
Michael Hastings was a journalist who definitely gave the government trouble, the Pentagon trouble, so if they were surveilling him, it wouldn't be that surprising.
A freelance photographer who captured the fiery crash that's believed to killed Hastings early Tuesday morning also captured this dash cam video of what he believes was Hastings speeding and running a red light before the crash. LAPD has not yet confirmed the person killed in the crash is Hastings because the body was unrecognizable and burnt so badly.
Would it be surprising if they turns out they were surveilling him? No, wouldn't be surprising at all. And I know that that made him nervous. Did that lead to his estate that night? I have no idea. I wasn't there with him at 4:30 in the morning.
A memorial continues to grow as friends and colleagues of Hastings drop off flowers and notes. One friend who doesn't want to be on camera tells me Hastings was very paranoid that he was being watched by the FBI, but it's too soon to speculate on the conspiracy theories over his death. Uygur says Hastings was a fierce journalist who will be very missed.
Just gave you all that he had, wore his heart on his sleeve. He was a terrific guy, and we're going to miss him greatly.
Now, officials say it could take up to 6 weeks before they know the exact cause of death. Reporting live in Culver City tonight, Brittany Hopper, KCAL 9 News.